Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with our weekly, I was about to say annual, Heavenly Days McGee. This is a weekly deal, the Talkers charts for the week of October 10th to the 14th, 2011. Big stories and topics and the people that everybody's talking about. So let's get it started, Mr. Harrison, sir.
And with time flying the way it is, it won't be long before we're doing the annual one. I had my first Christmas spotting the other day. Was out there, and I always wait for that first moment where you see the first commercial sign of Christmas.
Yeah.
And I saw a little Christmas display at a local CVS store.
and there's also a radio station, I believe it's in Kansas City, that's switching this next week to all the Christmas music.
Yeah, that's starting early.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But early, what's early? It's the holiday season. I guess after Labor Day, it's Christmas. But here are the 10 big stories of the past week. At number 10, we have all kinds of sports. Lots of excitement in baseball, the Major League Baseball playoffs. And, of course, football is always exciting, NFL action. At number 9, we have the new iPhone and the BlackBerry service outage. If you have friends with BlackBerry, you haven't spoken to them in a while, or texted them or emailed them or whatever the heck it is. At number 8, Seal Beach Massacre, a terrible story. At number 7, Afghanistan operations, not a great story either. At number 6, the financial markets activity. Ooh, that's a bad one. At number 5, Eurozone instability. Uh-oh. Obama's jobs bill is number 4. Number 3 is the Occupy protest movement as it spreads around the country. At number 2, the Iran assassination plot allegations. And at number 1, we have the 2012 presidential race and specific discussion about the 999 plan. The people that are being talked about, Al Davis at number 10, Steve Jobs at 9, Angela Merkel at 8, John Boehner at 7, Hillary at 6, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and Ali Khamenei at number 5, Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann, and Newt Gingrich, who's still running for president, at number 4, Mitt Romney at 3, and Herman Cain is number 2, and Barack Obama's number 1. How do you like that, Herman Cain?
I like Herman Cain, frankly, and I think it would be interesting for conversational purposes and other purposes to have two black men running for the highest office in the land. I think it would be very interesting. I'm not silly, if that's the way it is, silly enough to think that it would be easy for Cain to get there because there are a lot of prejudices that some are spoken, some are not spoken. So let's see how this shakes out. If I had my choice, I would want to see Ron Paul and Herman Cain run together. I think the combination would be Mitt Romney and Herman Cain, although I don't discount Newt Gingrich. I think if you push him aside for whatever reason, you're foolish.
Really?
Yeah, I think Newt Gingrich could be in play to be. I think Romney has the nomination for president. I think the push pull will be whether it's Herman Cain or Newt Gingrich as vice president.
Interesting.
That's my own read on it at this moment in time. But I wanted to touch on something with you because it has risen to the surface in conversations about the presidential race. We all know how influential some of the very popular talk radio hosts are. Rush Limbaugh this week started taking on Mitt Romney. And I was trying to explain to somebody who called to try to convince me, or the audience more importantly, that this was, that Rush has the right blood in his veins. He's a true conservative. And I said, sir, you're so out of touch. And I said, I was nice about it. This, the only reason that Mitt Romney, Limbaugh would be saying one thing or another as far as support is concerned because of how it affects him. If Barack Obama's not president, he doesn't do as well because they get nothing to fight about. And I wonder, you and I have had that conversation any number of times, if you'd like to reflect on what's good or not and why some of these hosts say take the positions they do and act as they do.
I think talk radio works best when it takes the outsider position. So clearly somebody like Rush Limbaugh, who's the highest profile talk show host and in some ways the quintessential example of today's talk show host, why he'd be better off with a president in office that he disagrees with whom he disagrees, rather than one that he supports. It's much better from a standpoint of argument, from a standpoint of positioning, identifying an audience that galvanizes around you to be the outsider complaining about the establishment as opposed to being the establishment complaining about outsiders.
Right.
So Limbaugh is better off with people like Clinton and people like Obama. I could not imagine Limbaugh back in, was it 1996, I think.
Right. Limbaugh started in August of 88.
No, I can't imagine Limbaugh voting for Dole. When Dole ran for president, I can't imagine him doing it.
I can't imagine him voting for any Republican because it's not good for business.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Limbaugh has succeeded when he's done very well when Bush was in power for 8 years.
Yeah, he did.
But he had to play defense as opposed to offense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's easier to play offense.
in talk radio, it is easier to play offense.
Right, it is. All right, there's a big event in Los Angeles this coming week, which we'll see the event. We'll bring together, I was going to say see, but it's a radio event. So the people that will be there will see things, and people, well, actually, you probably
we're going to video the heck
Talkers TV, right?
Yeah, we have Talkers TV, and we are going to have a number of video cameras running throughout the event that you're about to tell the people about, and we will be showing it after the fact.
I'd rather you tell the people about it.
We're calling it the Los Angeles Regional Talkers Forum, and it's the first time in years, if ever, that there's been a regional talk radio conference of this magnitude in our industry. And it'll be a one-day event in Los Angeles. It's completely sold out, so I'm not plugging it for anybody to go there, but you can see it after the fact at talkers.com on Talkers TV. And anybody who's anyone in Southern California, which is a giant talk universe, we're talking about L.A., San Diego, the desert, all of those communities in Orange County, Riverside. I mean, it's an amazing stretch of land and population and a variety of radio stations. Everybody who's anybody in Southern California talk radio is going to be in that place where it's happening at the Steve Allen Theater in Hollywood. Talking, everybody from, you know, Bill Handel to Larry King will be there, and it's going to be an incredible get-together.
Yep, be kind of neat. And again, you're taping it all, so it can be seen at talkers.com.
Yeah, we see this as the potential for great great Internet content.
Yeah. Talking about what is at talkers.com, every day you sort of profile. This is a weekly overview that we do here. But every day you profile the things that are hot in the world of talk radio. That's why people who love the format might want to check out talkers.com. For example, speaking of the market in Southern California, there's this whole thing about John and Ken and the National Hispanic Media Coalition and the people who want to take other people off the air. Does it make a difference if sponsors are pulling out or if these people that are protesting threatened sponsors? How does that really work?
Sponsors are important. I mean, sponsors are what keeps any media in business that's advertising-based. So when special interest groups pressure sponsors to boycott shows based upon their political opinion or political correctness, it is an obstacle that the broadcasters have to deal with. And one of the many, many obstacles that exist in controversial talk radio is dealing with sponsor boycotts, people that go and harass the sponsors of shows for sponsoring things that they consider to be, you know, undesirable programming.
Yeah.
People get very emotional about people who are on the air with political positions or sociological positions with which they disagree. And they often accuse it of being racist or hateful or dangerous or violent, when in fact, in many cases, it's just no-nonsense, hardcore opinion.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's what it's the fodder that fuels what we do, in fact.
Yeah, that's the difficulty of being in this business, that in order to do good talk radio, you really do have to deal with subjects that will offend somebody.
Yeah.
And when you offend somebody, you create enemies. And when you create enemies, you create obstacles to doing business and to having people like you. And so to be successful, you have to have a certain degree of unsuccess. And it's a very difficult tightrope to walk, and it's one of the challenges of being in news talk radio.
Michael Harris, an editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here as we wrap up our overview of the stories and the people. Oftentimes when we're together for these visits, we talk about some of the events that shine a light on hosts, whether they be the national host, the regional host. And as you said, with regard to Los Angeles, Michael, there are a lot of great radio hosts out there. So this event that you're sponsoring this week will focus on them. I noticed in Denver there was a battle of the talk show hosts. That story carried at talkers.com. And this brings us back to the early days, you and I, and putting people on. You still have the Rumble, the talk radio Rumble, and it's pure entertainment.
Yeah. There is a live element that has really not been developed yet to live talk, fun.
Right, theater.
Fights.
Yeah, right, yeah. No, I think there's a great opportunity. I think that would be a lot of fun. You could do it all around the country. There could be a regularity to it. It could be a weekly show, a monthly show. I think that's a cool idea, frankly.
Right, so it's got to be very spirited. You got to keep it entertaining and informative.
Yep, all right, that's the story. Entertainment, information, news talk radio, the overview of the political talk radio world. That's what this show is all about, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are, but what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR, 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in good hands roadside assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
For a limited time, you can add the OnStar FMV mirror to your car for only $199. It's like having a portable nav, a roadside assistance plan, Bluetooth, and a stolen vehicle system. Plus, automatic help in a crash. And it's compatible with most cars. Add OnStar FMV to your car at Best Buy for only $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and OnStar subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and more retailers. Hurry, offer ends October 31st, 2011.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, in fact, it does, with your calls and comments at 800-510-8255 as we talk about those who are gaining and losing, the candidates themselves. Here's radio host Bob DelGiorno talking to political analyst Dr. Ryan Teaton on his program, who thinks even though it's still a bit early, Romney has emerged as the most likely candidate to get the nomination.
Who do you feel right now at this point could win in the election next November?
Well, you know, it's two different questions, because if we go back to 2004, at this time for the Democratic side of things, it looked like Hillary Clinton was above and beyond everybody's front runner, and then we see how that turned out. So there's no guarantee that just because they're debating right now that's the way it'll be, but it looks like it's got to be Mitt Romney. It seemed to be the one that has his stuff together the best in terms of being presidential.
Well, I agree. The 100% is a long way to go between now and November, so most anything can happen. Do you feel yesterday that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and his endorsement is going to help Mitt Romney?
I think it really will. You know, one of the big things that happened in 2004, especially in Mitt trying to get the nomination, was that he and Mike Huckabee kind of divided up the conservative vote so that it ushered in McCain as victor in a lot of those primary states. And it looks like Romney is learning from this, and this year he's trying to sew up all the support from the conservative right so that he'll be the only, real right candidate going in, so that he'll be able to win those contests.
Now, do you think the issue that came forth over the weekend and comments on his religion of being a Mormon, is that going to pass, or will that become an issue in the campaign?
You know, it's actually in his interest to keep it rolling, because it looks like he's under attack. It's one of those things that if we look at history, election 2004, for example, where you have George Bush keep talking about his National Guard records, and, you know, he would release documents, and he kept that discussion going because it keeps you from discussing other important things. And so if he's discussing his Mormonism and looks like he's being attacked, he doesn't have to worry about attacks on Romney Care. He doesn't have to worry about any of the other policy questions people have about him. And it just becomes a simplistic look at the candidate.
All right, so what do you think of that caller? Let's take a couple of your calls and see how your thoughts jive with that fella. Here's William in Burgard, North Carolina. Go ahead, sir.
Well, sir, voting doesn't matter because of one thing. The Bilderberg Group selects who the president is. Obama's a member of the Bilderberg Group, as well as Hillary Clinton. Rick Perry is a member of the Bilderberg Group, as well as Mitt Romney. So, therefore, Mitt Romney and Rick Perry are going to be the ticket for the Republicans.
Because the trilateralists and the Bilderbergers and that group control. There are a lot of people who think that what you're saying is true. They go back to George Bush. There was a question about Bill Clinton
and how he fit into all of this. The system is rigged, in other words. That's what you're saying.
Very much so, Doug. So,
all right. I got it. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Anybody agree with that, even though the Bilderbergers are and the Trilateralists, that group? Here's Ken in Lynchburg, Virginia. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Herman Cain's a fraud. He talks about the fair value tax. That's just another tax. It won't replace anything that is going on. So, as somebody earlier said, his 9-9 plan is a gimmick. And also, he's a former director of the Kansas City Federal Reserve. And I think Ron Paul asked him, "Well, how do you feel about an audit?" And he said, "Well, it's an all right. But if anybody thinks that as president, he would go along with the audit of the Federal Reserve, that's malarkey." And Ron Paul says, "Oh, well, an inside man." And so, of course, that was a joke, and so that really deflated Herman Cain. He's not going to go anywhere. People don't believe him.
All right, sir. Thank you for your opinion. 800-510-8255. Opinions reign supreme here on the Countdown.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
The presidential race. I think sometimes we don't necessarily do ourselves any. I'm talking out loud about sort of how we produce this program. It is, yes, about the presidential race, but it's really about the Republican contenders. You only hear every once in a while silly stuff from, well, Joe Biden said he thought the Republicans could win. But putting that aside, there's not much chance that Obama's not going to be the candidate, although there are those who would like to see Hillary Clinton run. If she did, many think that she'd win. But how do you do that? How do you move somebody out of the slot? I don't think it's ever been done, has it? If it has, I'd be certainly interested in talking about that. That is, a sitting president moved out of the way by his party or her party. Well, in this case, his party, and replaced with somebody else. Has that ever happened? I'm a really decent student of history, and I don't remember that happening. 800-510-8255. Here's host Jen Bryan talking about the debate. That's where we are. You're pretty much talking about Herman Cain and the others, and how they looked on the debate floor, and if any of them have emerged as a clear choice.
I thought that the debate was moderately entertaining. Yeah, and I do. I want to be entertained. When I watch these things, I don't want to sit there and be bored to hell. I don't. I mean, really, let's all turn to stone. I want a few fireworks. I want I want people to be able to really talk to me. Look, we're all struggling. We're sitting in our living rooms. What we want is somebody to say, this is how we're going to get out of this situation. Brian, listen to me, because this is what I got for you, sister friend. I got this, I got that, I got this. And I want to be able to say, hey, I like that. And I'm learning something new about this candidate every time I see them, him or her debate. And sadly, what we're learning with some of the candidates is, we're not, Rick Perry is not a good debater. Michelle Bachmann continues to just, tumble out of sight. Really, Rick Santorum? What? You know, it's really Romney, Perry, Cain. But what's happening with Herman Cain? Oh, this is great. Herman, wouldn't you love to see Herman Cain? If Herman Cain was the vice, but let's say it was, I don't know, Romney Cain. Wouldn't you? Oh, I'd love to see Joe Biden and Herman Cain debate. Holy God. But I'm sitting there last night, and I'm, in addition to wondering who will become the front runner as time progresses, I'm also thinking who's going to be the vice presidential candidate. Obviously, I'm looking at Romney, and I'm looking at Romney Cain. I'm thinking about Romney Christie, although Christie said last week, guys, he said himself, I'm not interested in running for vice president. But now it's sort of he's tap dancing with that, too. Romney Bachmann. Cain Perry. I'm just thinking about all these different things in my head as I'm watching this. And I'm just curious to know, as we progress, we move forward. You know, before you know it, the election's going to be here. So don't kid yourself. Look, we're already almost on top of Christmas. Seriously, Thanksgiving is 5 weeks away. I see signs everywhere for Christmas. Before you know it, the damn election is going to be right here, right now. Are you learning anything new about the candidates that you did not know, good or bad, by the way? Do you see Mitt Romney emerging as somebody that you're starting to like a little more and more? I heard somebody say, very influential person in the media, Rush, today said the Republican base is not happy because they do not want Mitt Romney. Is that true? The Republican base does not want Romney. The debate, did it change anything for you?
The Republican base doesn't get the Republicans elected. That's the problem with the Republican Party. It's just the right wing of the Republican Party, you're going to refer to it as the base, screws up the elections, as does oftentimes the Democratic base, which is the real left of center, lunatic side of the Democratic Party. So in this circumstance, if the Republicans want to win, they got to find somebody who's in the middle. So many of them are so tied to their beliefs that they can't see the forest for the trees. And therefore, that's why the Republican Party is in trouble. That's why the Tea Party has arisen. And that's why there really needs to be some come-to-Jesus meeting, if you'll pardon the use of the term, with people in the Republican Party to sort of figure out how do you beat Obama, if that's your main goal. You're not going to beat him with Rick Perry under any circumstances, none whatsoever. 800-510-8255. Here's Jesse in Iowa. Go ahead, Jesse. You're on the countdown.
Yeah. Hey, I think Rick Perry ought to go back to Texas, and if his things, all these things he touts are doing great for Texas, well, then do good for Texas. But Mitt Romney is the only Democrat running in the Republican primary right now, so that's the way I see it. I love Herman Cain, a regular guy.
Yeah, I like him. I like him, too.
Yeah.
All right, sir, thanks. That's interesting. Yeah, he's the only Democrat running. Okay, you don't have to repeat it. Let's keep going. 800-510-8255. Let's see, in the fold next, Veronica Robinson talking to political analyst Mark Plotkin about how Herman Cain, Perry, and Romney did, according, again, to his analysis of Tuesday night.
Rising in the polls has made candidate Herman Cain the target mark of some criticism from his rivals. Michelle Bachmann said his 999 tax plan, when turned on its head, looks like 666, Satan's number. And rival John Huntsman said he first thought Cain, a former pizza firm CEO, was talking about the price of a pizza. Did Cain adequately defend his plan tonight?
Well, he tried to by repeating these really beneficial words. You know, that was clear, it was transparent, it was simple. I thought a moment that got a lot of, or should have gotten a lot of attention, was when Rick Santorum, who was considered an afterthought, the former senator from Pennsylvania, turned to the audience in New Hampshire, which has no income tax and no sales tax, and said, how many of you want this? And not one hand was raised. I thought Cain showed a certain degree of shallowness when asked, who are your economic advisors? He named one person. They tried to press him a little more, and then they kind of laid off, and it was somebody named Lowry, who he said was from Cleveland. I thought Cleveland, Ohio. He meant Cleveland, Texas. So, his plan is clear. Yes, it is transparent, but many would think that it has sort of the intonation of, you remember Steve Forbes in the flat tax, mm-hmm. or Ross Perot, of just a mantra that is supposed to size up his entire candidacy, and I don't think you want to just rise and fall on one principle.
Let's talk about Rick Perry. He's been criticized for not doing well at these debates. How do you think he did tonight?
Did a little better, but I really thought by his body language and also by his vigor that he still needed to perform better. Sometimes you forgot he was even there. For somebody who so dominated in terms of expectation, had a good last quarter, raised $17 million. He was redundant. He really didn't say anything that was particularly memorable, and his answers were somewhat abbreviated and short. He kind of had the feeling, Veronica, that he had nothing more to say.
So what about Mitt Romney? How do you think he
Mitt
did?
Romney is a much improved candidate over 4 years ago. He's poised. He's confident. He got in a little tussle with John Huntsman over China and trade policy. He's trying to stress that he's a leader, that he succeeded in the private entrepreneurial world, and his answers are polished, and they are, he's well-spoken, and he performs well. He never hurts himself. He never inflicts any wounds by himself to himself.
All right, so thank you for doing your homework. I asked the question whether or not any candidate had been axed by his party, and it appears that Grover Cleveland, Calvin Coolidge, Franklin Pierce, Millard Fillmore, and Chester Arthur all suffered that fate. Here's host Rick Roberts talking about the debate.
You know, you listen to these GOP candidates, all looking for the nod from the GOP to run against Barack Obama. And every single one of them is doing a talk show. Every single one of them is doing something that we have done on the air. And if not myself, Sean or Glenn or someone else. Why? Because it's because of this administration. We're in this mess. We're in this economic meltdown. You know, Medicare. Broken in 9 years, if not before. Yes, that's the plan. Let it fall apart. Let it implode. Let it collapse. And who's there to save the day? The socialist. With Obamacare. I mean, folks, if you don't get anything else from the show today, please get this. We are in dire straits. Dire straits. You know, the last time around, and I fault the GOP, I don't fault the Democrats, you know, they did what we allowed them to do. The GOP put up McCain and Palin as somebody, I mean, I don't even know what they were thinking. You know, they just came off of Bush, and the Republicans, the conservatives were mad at Bush because of what he did in the waning days of his term. It had everything to do with everything except conservatism. They were looking for a conservative. That's what they were looking for. They were looking for somebody to think conservatively. Yes, you can be socially liberal here and there, but you've got to find a fiscal conservative to put things back on track in this country, in the free market system.
All right. That's Rick Roberts. Up next, Joe Biden says the GOP is strong enough to beat Obama. 44 past the hour.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
800-510-8255. Here's host Ted Webb talking to Joe Biden about the economy and why anybody ought to vote for Obama.
You were quoted this past week as saying, this economy belongs to you and to President Obama. Given the 9.1 unemployment rate, the economic indicators that are heading south, I ask you to give our listeners one compelling reason to vote for Obama-Biden 2012.
Ted, first of all, what I said, I was asked the question about the state of the economy, and I said, although 51% of the American people still think the reason we're in such desperate trouble is because of the policies of the Bush administration, I said, but we are in charge now, and it's our job to fix it. And it is our job to fix it. We were left with a god-awful mess, hemorrhaging 800,000 jobs a month when we came into office. 8 million people lost their jobs. And with an economy that was tanking, a banking system was going under, an automobile companies in America about to go out of business. And we had to take some difficult steps, and they worked. Now, we got the car sort of on level ground now, but it needs a whole lot more fuel. It needs his engine reworked. And what we're trying to do here is try to get things moving. And the way we're trying to get it moving, in spite of the fact that Europe looks like it's parts of it, there's a worry it may be collapsing. Looks like China, everybody's worried about a housing bubble in China. And all of these things are having a depressing impact. So you pick up the front page of the paper, and I'm sure you're reporting it this morning, on the market. Then they're real headwinds. But we don't have the luxury of sitting back and saying someone else did this, or, you know, it's the fall of the world. We're at the helm. And what we're trying to do is jumpstart this economy, first of all, by giving people jobs. And there's a way to do that. We're not going to solve the whole problem with the jobs bill, but independent analysts from Moody's to Brookings, all these guys, they say we'll create roughly 2 million jobs within a year by this act. And we're doing, the only thing we're proposing here are things that our Republican colleagues historically have been for. Previous Republican presidents, the vast majority of the Republican Party has been for investing in infrastructure, rebuilding schools, making sure highways are up and running, they're able to function, et cetera. So what we're trying to do is jumpstart the economy. What we say to the people of Florida is that at the end of the day, this is not a referendum, it's a choice. And there are a number of people running in the Republican Party, all decent men, I know most of them personally, who have a very different view. For example, they think we should privatize Social Security, or I don't know what Rick Perry thinks, but all the rest of them think you should, you know, put Social Security subject to the market, have the private accounts. They think that we should be fundamentally changing Medicare so that in 10 years we have a voucher system. So there's going to be a lot for the people of Florida to choose between in terms of the direction of the country.
Joe Biden also said the Republican Party is strong enough to beat the president. During an appearance at an ideas forum, he said, a significant majority of the American people don't believe the country is moving in the right direction.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother, one with me. No one with me.
just can you watch my LED?
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney for the Countdown program, is here. He's a teacher. He's a lawyer. What is there? Isn't there? There's a song here. He's a teacher. SteveLaw.net, good place to go to get some interesting legal perspectives on issues. I trust him a lot, and that's why he's here to give us his rundown or overview of some of the issues that are on the talk chart for this week, including the assassination allegation, the plot, et cetera, et cetera. What sort of international law applies when something like this happens? Is it just might makes right, and if you shoot this guy, we're going to blow you up? I mean, what? A lot of stuff may be lost in the niceties of what the law is and gets ignored in a circumstance like this, doesn't it?
It does. To be very, very candid, might does make right in many instances, and even there are times when we do have limitations of international law or even in our own American laws regarding what would be considered assassinations. There's always someone, some lawyer, who's going to be able to find a way to at least make a case internally that it doesn't apply in this situation, and then there's the question of how do you enforce these laws. So to a certain extent, yes, laws are a civilizing influence, but ultimately they're not always followed.
Aha! All right. Bam, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
That's about it. Well, that, too.
All right. The Occupy protest movements, the arrests. We talked about this last week a little bit.
Yeah.
Growing more and more. Police, in some circumstances, not looking good at all. So these people are protesting. In my mind, no matter what people protest, it's good to protest. That's just the way I grew up. That's my value. I may not agree with all, but it's hello, people are thinking, doing things. We get so many problems, and it isn't just up to one side to try to come up with the ideas to fix them. So having said that, I thought the New York police acted like thugs, quite surprising, given what Bloomberg and the city seems to be all about. But you've seen some other things in Buffalo or St. Louis or wherever else these protests are moving, almost to the point where the police don't know what to do. And maybe that's a good thing, too.
Yeah, and these protests have, by and large, been very, very non-disruptive.
Yeah.
It was kind of interesting to see when there was a, I won't call it necessarily a threat, a statement that they were going to be evicted from the park in New York in order to give it a cleaning. The city eventually backed down on that, and there were pictures, videos on TV and online showing the protesters cleaning up the park. And, I mean, I've never seen a protest where the people were doing house cleaning. So it's pretty unique. But, yeah, the threat that the protesters pose does not necessarily bring about the kind of response that in limited situations has been a bit heavy-handed.
Right. Heavy-handed is maybe the word for it. Okay. The Seal Beach Massacre, number 8 on the countdown. What's this all about?
Just a horrible situation. This was where a man in who had been going through a divorce and custody fight went in wearing body armor. Went into the beauty salon where his ex-wife worked, killed her, killed I think about seven or eight other people. And this is one of these things where, you know, how do you predict this behavior? What's an appropriate punishment? You know, even people who, I'm not in favor of the death penalty, but when you have people like this,
yes,
or the guy in Connecticut that just was convicted about the home invasion where the women were raped, tortured, and tied to beds as the house was set on fire, I'm willing to make an exception.
Yeah, me too. And the episode this week of The Mentalist sort of was cut out of this sort of a story. Somebody who is about to tip over, how do you tell whether these people are, you know, I mean, there are a number of circumstances. We go to Hassan down at Fort Bliss.
Yeah.
Who would have predicted that? Well, a lot of people thought you could. The people in the shootouts in these college campuses, a lot of those people were, their behavior was very predictable, in fact.
It was aberrant, and it's easy going back to see it, but how many people may fit that profile and never do cross that line? I wish we had a better way of predicting.
All right, 30 seconds. BlackBerry service outage. Can you sue the company because they're doing a lousy job?
Well, I don't know, because I'm one of them that had the and is having the problem. And certainly there are, you can sue for defective service, but what you're going to get in return is not necessarily significant. But there could be a possible class action here. I mean, this literally affected millions of people.
Yeah, it really did. Okay, so there are three or four points of view with a little more behind-the-scenes information, courtesy of the legal expert on the countdown, Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Check out his website, stevelaw.net.